every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
To Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OA, CA, GA, MA, PA, SLA, SLA, ACR, RR, MM. Anybody?
Oh, F and A.
You wanted help?
Well, you know, in case I forgot someone. HA, Heroin Anonymous, for the people that Narcotics Anonymous just doesn't quite do it for. CMA, KMA.
I don't know.
Dallas Cowboys.
DOA. Same thing.
There you go. Perfect. See, Shelley doesn't get that joke. I get it really well.
Yeah.
DOA, dead on arrival.
Yeah.
Like the Dallas Cowboys.
Like the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's a shout out to Fran right there.
I don't know how happy Fran is today.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, Fran. I'm totally bummed. I rooted as hard as I could in my heart, but...
By the time this show goes up, they will have won again.
Yeah, twice.
So, hey, congratulations, Fran.
Hey, Fran, I'm a fan of yours, but I'm also kind of a Charger fan, so.
Oops. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelley.
And Mark, the solution.
The solution. What kind of solution is it?
Perm solution.
6%?
I permanently will curl you.
What was it? What was the... What was the thing in Coming solution. To America? The movie Coming to America? Where the guy, like Eddie Murphy, sees the Jerry Curl commercial?
No, I'm drawing a blank.
This is all you, big guy.
Yeah, it's just on you.
You didn't see Coming to America?
I vaguely.
Soul Glow. I see my soul glow. And he wanted to have he wanted to have the Jerry Curl, but he didn't have one.
This is an aid of what?
Yeah, he was talking about perms, and I was thinking curly hair. And
wow, you really went far out there for that one.
You see the way my mind works?
Let's take a commercial break.
Yeah.
Do you know someone who has a problem with drugs or alcohol? You know you want to intervene, but what can you do? Your loved one, friend, or colleague is spiraling out of control. You can help. Call Diversified Intervention Group. You do not have to deal with this problem alone. Call the intervention specialist at 909-559-9568. Diversified Intervention Group specializes in drug and alcohol intervention. We can help break the cycle of addiction. There is hope for recovery. The Diversified Intervention Group is your solution. Call 909-559-9568. Call now before it is too late. We provide services throughout North America. The Diversified Intervention Group. One phone call can make the difference.
Diversified Intervention Group is not a medical provider, nor do we provide medical services. If you feel that you are suffering a life-threatening situation, then immediately call 911 or contact your health care provider. Our drug and alcohol intervention service does not intend to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
We should have put in a commercial break for Soul Glow there. It would have been awesome.
I was hoping to get you onto a new subject when we came back.
Yeah, well, you know. So.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm in a sugar coma.
Yeah, we're recording this on Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween,
everyone.
Late.
Yeah, happy late Halloween. Shelly's had 12. She told me to hand out the Twizzlers first because she doesn't like them so much.
I only had two candy bars, actually, so far.
I see you've got one right there by the computer.
Yeah.
That one she and pulled right aside because she knew we'd give all those away.
Which we did.
Except that one.
Except that. Well, there's two actually there.
Oh, so you grabbed another one.
Well, I'm going to eat them over the course of days. You know, I've got like a few piled up.
Course of days, as in Monday.
Sunday.
Yeah, no, Sunday she's already had it.
All right, do the intro.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. I got to say, that was like right on the money.
Okay. Ooh. Most people probably already know this, but we might get a chuckle out of the fact that Lilo, Lindsay Lohan.
Mark's already chuckling.
Lindsay Lohan finally, she got 90 days, no excuses, no short time in it, in Betty Ford for her dirty test a couple weeks ago.
Palm Springs is beautiful this time of year.
You know, you have all the things you get sentenced to.
Send her to Betty Ford in August.
Well, you know what I'm thinking is, well, she didn't get away with this. She's going to Betty Ford, and I'm thinking, that's already getting away with it.
I know.
That's a spa.
I thought for sure, when you said she's not getting away with it, and you said 90 days, I thought 90 days in jail.
Nope. She got Betty Ford.
Wow.
90 days at Impact.
Now, that would be a sentence.
Dude, that would be awesome. She wouldn't make it.
So this being Halloween, we have a Halloween story. In
Cleveland.
I could
have sworn we had a haunted mixing board there for a second.
Yeah. In Cleveland, Jessica Getzey, 26 years old, still goes trick-or-treating. The usually unenforced law there now, however, says that only 12 and unders can trick-or-treat.
That's awesome.
Yes, I'm getting a little tired of giving out candy to people who have 5 o'clock shadows.
Yeah, we get that here.
Yeah.
We know a guy.
We do know a guy.
In the program.
Was trying to figure out what he's going to be for Halloween.
Yeah, he told me, I can't figure out what I want to be for when I go trick-or-treating. I'm like, you're 30.
Yeah, but he's a candy addict.
Still, go to the store and buy some. He's a cheap candy addict.
That's right.
All right. A Panamanian tanker was seized by pirates off the coast of Somalia 2 days ago in the morning, which begs the question, why does anybody go to Somalia anymore?
I've often thought about that.
You have to travel that waterway to get to other places.
Well, so, I don't know. Go, like, way around, like, make a big loop out into the ocean or something. Their big mistake was when the pirates tried to take over the Navy ship.
Oh, the Navy ship?
The U.S. Navy ship.
And they shot them all?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was.
You know what? I think it's about time that the Panamanian tankers, like, have, you know, 50 cals around the perimeter.
Some RPGs or something.
Yeah.
They need to have something because it's getting ridiculous over there.
I think you could take care of a lot of pirate ships with a World War II.
I think one carrier and two destroyers.
Yeah.
You know what? I would be willing to say that a couple of World War II issue 50 caliber machine guns would pretty much take care of most of those pirate
boats.
I don't
know, because they got 50 cals too.
That's true, they do.
Yeah, but that you got a tanker versus a little tiny boat.
But if you send like a carrier and two destroyers. And they got the same shot at winning as the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah. Nuclear sub.
That'll do it.
Nuclear sub.
Okay. The next story, if we can finish up with our
had a time. Whole bunch of sub sound effects coming up, so you better hurry.
We can finish with our battleship game?
Yeah, okay. In Arapica.
G4.
In Arapica.
Hit.
Florida!
Rudolf Helmold, 52
That's awesome.
Years old.
What is it? Say that name.
Rudolf Helmold.
From where?
From Arapica,
Florida.
Okay.
52 years old, has been arrested for aggravated assault after he brandished a gun and yelled at two Jehovah's Witnesses.
I felt like that my own self.
He said one of the ladies reached into her bag and it scared him, so he drew down on her.
I love that. That is awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, I don't know. Well, that was me. That was what I say. But
because
that'd
have been cool
that.
If he'd have said that.
No, he didn't say that. I said that.
That would have been cooler if they had said he drew down.
Yeah, he drew
on
down
them.
On us.
The guy pulled out the heat.
Yeah, he's got the drop on us, Tex.
She was probably reaching into her bag for a tractor pamphlet or something, and researchers at the University of California, San Francisco, have found that heavy drinkers who cut back still drink more than a normal person, but not more than a normal drunk.
What the hell does that mean?
There are normal drunks?
There are normal drunks, apparently.
Okay.
This is a study published
in the book calls them hard drinkers.
There's a study published in the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs. An 11-year study found that even though most cut back by 51%, they still drank 160% more than non-heavy drinkers. To which I say, duh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, where was Mark and I when the money was being handed out for that study?
Yeah, for 11 years they funded that.
Yeah.
Did you know that
heavy drinkers drink more than people that don't drink?
Overeaters eat more than regular eaters.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah.
Didn't need 11 years to do a study to figure that out.
No, we just
people
did
that drive,
two
drive
seconds.
More than people that don't drive.
Yeah.
Hey.
I just didn't know there was funding available.
Yeah, we need someone to go out and find out what kind of funding is available for what kind of studies. Because all the drugs and alcohol ones, we could sit around at Starbucks and figure those out.
In about 30 minutes.
Yeah. Like about $150 million worth.
Yeah.
Okay, in Perth, I believe...
Australia!
No, it's England, but it could be... Oh. It could be... I'm not sure if it's England or it's Scotland, so it could, I'm just going to say Perth, United Kingdom. Electrician Francis McGavity drilled a hole in his neighbor's wall and used his hose pipe to flood the foundation in his neighbor's home, causing £50,000 worth of damage and forcing the residents out. He won't say why he did it other than that they had a falling out, but the neighbors claim that they didn't have any fights at all.
There's more to that story.
But nobody can get it out of him.
Did he steal the weed?
Well, there may have been something involved, but didn't say what. It's a mystery story.
It's a mystery.
Because the guy that did the deed, he got caught red-handed, but will not talk.
We need page two.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to know why he... I mean, he just...
The plot sickens.
Yeah. Awesome.
What? Okay. In
Florida! Holy crap. Has Florida just gone crazy today?
That's only the second story.
Yeah, but you only done like five
Seven stories.
All right.
The country's oldest crack dealer will be spending her 89th birthday in jail after being sentenced to 18 months on a felony conviction charge of selling cocaine to an undercover cop.
Okay, first question. How do they know she's the oldest crack dealer?
Is she the oldest one that's been caught?
Was it Palm Beach?
I didn't.
See, if it was Palm Beach, there's older crack dealers in Palm Beach.
She's the oldest one that's ever been caught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't write it down, but 89.
In Palm Beach, even the hookers wear sensible shoes.
89 is pretty old to be a crack dealer.
Yeah.
And it's funny, the picture of her, she didn't look 89.
She looked 112.
No, she probably looked about 65.
Oh.
So in other words, crack smoking's good for
her. She was a gilf.
A gilf.
A gilf. Maybe she's one of those rare breed that can sell it and not do it.
Yeah, like me.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah.
You know how much money we'd make today if we did that? Because we don't use...
You want me to set something up?
I don't think so.
Why don't you try for a while? Let me know how that works out.
Want me to call Flacco?
Why don't you try for a while?
We got a guy.
Who knows a guy?
Yeah. Yeah, but the problem is, I got to go through my friends, so I'm going to have you be my first customer.
Yeah, but I don't do it.
Because that'll guarantee that I sell a shitload.
But I don't do it.
And that'll be a problem. We saw a thing. Have you ever seen?
I don't smoke crack.
Have you ever seen the Onion News Network before?
Yes.
They had one today about Alcoholics Anonymous. And they're like, Alcoholics Anonymous is responsible for taking all these fun party people and turning them into these people that like don't like to have fun anymore. And it goes
Not
through this
true.
Whole thing. There's one guy who's like on the
panel.
The panel of people are talking to on the show. And he's like, well, I'm an alcoholic and I don't find it. They're like, you used to be fun. And then they show a video of his wife saying, you know what, you're just not fun anymore. Whatever the guy...
You've become obnoxious.
So they start like holding a bottle in front of him going, come on, Bill. Just one, Bill. Let's have the good times we used to have. And as soon as he starts drinking, everyone on the show is drinking.
Let the good times roll.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was very funny.
Let them roll.
In Cambridge, England, colleges could lose their liquor licenses... Or have them revoked, actually.
Colleges
says.
Have liquor
colleges
licenses?
Colleges have liquor
yes.
licenses?
In England, colleges have liquor licenses.
Wow.
Do.
I didn't get that at my college.
No.
Need to study abroad.
I've studied lots of broads.
Yes, I knew you were going to say something like that. They can have their liquor licenses revoked if they don't put a stop to pennying, which is our equivalent of playing quarters.
No.
The penny goes into the cup, and you have to drink to, quote, save the queen.
Drink to save your ass.
Because apparently in England, drinking games have now been banned. So the colleges will lose their licenses if they don't stop the kids from playing pennying.
Wow.
I'm wondering how they're going to enforce that.
Do we know what the drinking is? The drinking age different there?
I believe the drinking age is 17 there.
Well,
I could be wrong.
You know
somebody write in and tell me.
To this show are booking flights right now.
Somebody write in and tell me and make sure that I'm right on that. But I think it's 17.
Because I was going to say, in the United States, you're graduating college when you're not much over drinking age.
Right.
Yeah. You're 18, 19, 20, 21. You're getting out right about the time you're legal to drink.
In Delaware, Delaware police arrested two people who were stopped on the side of the road and out of their car having a fight over how much of their marijuana he had smoked.
Oh, I totally see that.
She was very upset at him for smoking most of their marijuana, and she was beating him about the head and shoulders when the police pulled up.
Wow. That's awesome. And
that's, they got arrested and went to jail. She went to jail for assault. Well, she's been charged with assault, and he's been charged with possession.
She didn't get possession, even though...
How could he get possession? He smoked it.
Yeah.
And he smoked most of it.
Well, he smoked
then
most
the rest
of it.
Was hers.
Yeah.
Apparently he had it on him.
You know why she's pissed at me? Because the rest was hers.
You know what? That's exactly it.
That's
what
I'd say.
She's saying that she didn't get the rest of hers back.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So there you have it.
Yeah.
He could walk. He could walk completely. Mark the solution.
That's right.
I'm glad I could help. Attorney at law.
I'm not an attorney, though. I play one on the radio.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the boozy news.
Woo! It's time for a commercial break.
Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Awesome!
Now what should we do?
Shelley had a topic.
Actually, it was Sarah's topic.
Sarah had a topic.
Sarah has a topic.
On boundaries. What are they? How do we get them? How do we keep them?
Build a fence.
A Who's big, tall fence. Fence. Oh.
We don't know. We can't guess. We don't care.
Well, that's a great
What's
topic.
What's the lead-on music?
That's what
Eight
he
days
said.
Clean.
Yeah.
America, live, unreleased recording. We've got it. It's going to be the lead-out music tonight.
All
I'm
right.
Telling.
Well, no, okay. Here's,
short show.
Here's where, okay, Bruce, how would you draw this boundary? You have a new sponsee who
Fire
needs
him.
Some help, wants to, you know, he's been kicked out of his house. Do you let him stay in your house? Do you help him find a job? Do you loan him money? I mean, what are your boundaries with your sponsees?
I think it depends on the sponsee because I've done some of that with, you know, at various times with a lot of different people. I've had people come and spend the night. I've had people come and spend 9 months. I've had, you know, loan someone money. I haven't loaned someone money. You know, I've told people specifically I didn't have money when I had money. You know, I think it would be a case-by-case basis. I mean, you can set whatever boundaries are good for yourself. I also have, you know, secondary things in that, you know, like all of us do, that we have families at home. You can't always just let people stay. If I had my own place, I would probably let people stay that I wouldn't normally let stay. It depends. I think it depends on the people. That what the big book says is that oftentimes we offer someone to stay at our homes for not too long a period, and we share money with them as long as we get it back. I mean, it specifically talks about it. It says you need to determine that for yourself and in your own situation on how you deal with those people. So to me, I know people that I wouldn't have lived with me at all Not even for a night.
Yeah.
How about you, Mark?
I tell my sponsee what a great opportunity this is to work the steps and have fear of economic insecurity leave
him. Great opportunity for you to learn something.
Yeah. But no, I won't let somebody come stay at my house.
Really? Never?
Never.
Wow.
For a lot of reasons. You've been to my house. You know several of the reasons.
Well, I can tell you a couple of reasons right now.
Yeah.
Humidor full of cigars is probably the main one I
could
think
of.
There's many other reasons there.
Yeah. Because
daughters, for one thing.
Daughters. Beer.
Yeah, but you know what? Old AA guys would say it was common for guys in AA to keep booze in their house to help through green recruits. That's what the big book says.
Yeah, but that's not the general idea for a sponsee who needs to come stay at your house to hear crack a couple and calm your nerves.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I have. Could you see Mark doing that? Mark, of all guys, the guy that gets railed about his opinion with newcomers, he invites them over to his house to drink. Hey, come here.
Yeah, here.
Let me help you get ready to get sober, really.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I'm not sure what you did when you first came in, so let's make you new again.
Yeah. We'd let Shelly comment, but she's getting ready to eat Reese's peanut butter cups.
It's Halloween. It's candy time.
She's stretching these out over days, though.
Yeah.
Yes, clearly.
Well, the show doesn't go up for like probably 3-4 days. So
yeah, by the time the show goes up, I guarantee there won't be any of that left.
Well, this actually counts. This actually counts as 3 days from now.
Oh, that's true.
Go.
So I have stretched it out for three days.
See?
Wow.
Perfect.
That's a rationalization and justification. So what do you think, Shelly?
I'm glad I could help.
How do you draw boundaries?
Well, I did have a sponsee a long time ago that she was from a specific recovery program, and they wanted me to drive her all over Helangon. And I had to take her out on certain days of the week. And I flat out said, I can't do that.
Ah, the recovery house rope-in.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can take her to this meeting or I can do this, but I'm not going to, you know, come and take her shopping or anything like that. And then, and she told me specifically, she said that she was just in this program just to get her kids back and then she was gone. So right there.
That pretty much limits my wanting to help someone.
You know, so right there, I was like, I don't think so. And then her social worker called me and wanted my social security number, and I said, that's it. I'm not going to do this.
I had a guy ask me in a meeting one time to sponsor him, and I got a call the next day from one of the people at the place where he was, and they needed to interview me. And I explained, to them that's not how my program works. You don't interview me. I interview you. I said, well, we need to figure out whether it's okay for you to sponsor him. And I'm like, he's got 17 days. I've got 25 years.
What do you think?
Yeah. What's your next question?
Interview over.
And then what happened?
I ended up not sponsoring him.
Yeah, you know, because there's some places like Impact House, they'll tell you, you know what? If you're going to sponsor someone here at Impact House, we got to let you know there's criteria that we have, you know, and it's like, you know, they want to make sure you're not like some guy just coming in to like take them out. You know, it's like they don't know.
Yeah.
He could have say, hey, this guy right here, mm-hmm. Flacco, he's my sponsor. Yeah. Hey, Flacco's going to come and pick me up today.
But, you know, I can make that easy for them because I'm not coming to get them.
There's a lot of places they wouldn't let you sponsor them.
Okay, because that's their decision, right?
If that's their program, then that's their program.
That's right.
Then
they can find them a sponsor.
Yeah, I mean, I understand their rationale for why they do what they do, but I'm sorry, I don't need to be giving anybody my Social Security number for any reason.
Yeah, I've never been asked for that, but when I went to sponsor a guy at Impact, they asked me to come in and talk to him. I went in and talked to him. They said the only requirement they had is, you know what? You got to take them out once a week. It was once a week. And you're not required to take them on pass or anything, but they'd ask if you would take them to one meeting a week.
And if I don't, you're going to, find me?
Well, no, I think their point was, wouldn't you hang out with the sponsee once a week anyway? That's kind of the way they put it. They're like, wouldn't you give a sponsee a ride to a meeting once a while anyway? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, okay.
Yeah, I was willing to do that. I was willing to pick her up and take her to one meeting a week, but I wasn't going to – I mean, literally, they wanted me to take her shopping, and to like do normal real time activities. And I'm not going to do. I mean,
I had a boundary. I had a boundary thing come up like that at Impact, because the first time I went there and he asked me if I'd take him on pass because his family was back east. He didn't have any way to leave. I said, I'll come and take you on pass. We'll go to a meeting or something. I get there. There's like three other guys that want to go on pass with them because they can't go unless they're going with someone as well. And I said, hang on a second. And you know what? The first time I did it, and I told him, I said, look, if I come back to get you sometime, don't be sitting there with three other guys ready to go. I'm here to take you out. Yeah. You're my sponsee. I'm not sponsoring all these other guys. That's it.
Well, some people boundaries may be different. There are some people that will do that, some sponsors that will do that.
Oh, clearly.
And that's fine if
aren't
that's
they
what,
great.
Yeah, and that's if that's fine if they
they are much better than me.
And braver souls than I am. If that's what their boundaries are, then that's fine for them. But that's not what my boundaries are.
Now, I'll be honest and say I've never gone back to Impact. You know how I said yeah, it?
You
I
said you were going to take
weeks
a cake
ago,
there.
I said, I haven't taken a cake. I guarantee you, if I go to Impact and take a cake, I'm going to get hit on immediately. Because you know what? They're required to get sponsors. They have to get them at the meetings they go to or the people that come in. And you know what? I remember when I was new, if someone shared or spoke and I kind of like what they had to say, I'd for sure go ask them.
I'm not going with you then.
Mark's like, I'm not sharing.
That's right.
We'll sit in the back. You know what I do? I take my cake and I say, you know what? See that guy over there? He got more time than me. He loves
but you
to
know
take
what?
Guys out on
But
pass.
You know what? Then I'd share and none of them would ask me to sponsor him.
That's true.
Yeah.
Then I'll be like,
Mark
hell
be like,
no.
I don't take no one out on pass nowhere. I'd be like, no.
I just give my opinion of what a newcomer is and what they should do.
Well, how about knowing Sarah the way we know Sarah, how about boundaries in other areas? Because, I mean, boundaries certainly don't apply only to program.
Keep your hands above the waist for the first two dates. Those kind of boundaries?
Yeah, oh, see, I never
inappropriate?
Went. I never went for that type of boundary.
Oh, okay.
You never went for that type of girl.
Well, That's probably true. I went for you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, and I don't know why, because I had a 10-date rule.
Wow.
See, we have disagreements on that.
Yeah, but you know what?
I don't think we did a single date.
If you go to Starbucks and you get a refill on your coffee, is that a second date?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I don't even. You know what?
What?
Starbucks, you could maybe call a date if you agree to meet there and stuff, but you know what?
That's a date.
To me, dinner, go to the movies.
That's two dates.
Go out somewhere.
That's three dates.
Yeah, those are
all
dates.
All in one night.
You know what? I run into you at coffee, not a date.
Yeah. No, but if I meet you for coffee.
That's a date.
That's a date. You've set a time.
We didn't meet
time.
For coffee 10 times.
No, we
guarantee that.
We had at least 8 times. We went out to the movies once, but we both had young and kids. And
one date.
And there were like 8 or 9 times when either you would come over to my house and watch a movie or I would go over to your house and watch a movie. That's a date because we set it up. We did the activity. I went home or you went home.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I have boundaries about that.
Oh, cute. You do, do you?
Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
See, I didn't even kiss on the first date then, according to you.
No.
Not at all.
No, we didn't.
I never met a gal I didn't kiss on her first date.
No, well, our first date was a Starbucks, so.
So?
I didn't get to kiss Peg till the third date.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Go Peg.
Well, first date, I took her out to lunch. I picked her up from work, took her to lunch, went back to work.
Now, is that because of her or because of you, or did it, or were you just playing it by ear to
I have
see
standards,
how it looked
you know.
Like it was going to be?
I have standards, you know.
Yeah.
No. The second date.
That means he was playing
the second
it by
date,
ear
I actually
to see
picked
if
her,
she looked accepting.
I actually picked her up at her house, and I dropped her off at her house. I would give her a kiss goodnight, and she turned her head and ended up kissing a mouthful of hair.
Yeah.
So,
that's a problem.
Yeah.
I remember my first kiss with Bruce, and it was so good I had it engraved on a keychain, the date.
Wow.
I still have it.
I have no reply to
my
that.
First kiss with Bruce wasn't that great.
No.
Really? Bummer.
I didn't put it on a keychain or nothing.
No.
That's too bad.
That's because I didn't slip him any tongue, though.
No.
Yeah, at the end.
Well, you know, a little snaky lick at the end.
How could you not remember this? You even announced that you were going to kiss me. I am going to kiss you now.
With tongue.
You know, well.
And you're going to like it.
Because someone told me once, you know, you can't just wait around. It's like, you know what, you want to kiss someone, just tell them, you either grab them or just tell them you're going to, and that's it. Now I'm going to kiss you.
How did we get on this subject?
Well, because you
boundaries.
Were like, yeah, boundaries. Apparently Shelley's boundary was not that great.
10 dates.
Yeah.
For banging.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't...
You were here to bang?
Yeah. I love that. I'll have to tell that story again sometime, just not now. There's not enough time. So, last words on boundaries, Shelley.
Boundaries are hard to keep, but...
But good to have.
If you want to keep your sanity, you've got to figure out what you're willing to do and how far you're willing to go. Because if you don't set those boundaries for yourself and learn to say no, you're going to get walked all over.
Mark?
I think when it comes to the program, my feeling on boundaries are that I set a lot of boundaries as far as what goes on in the program, as far as meetings and coffee and things like that. Because there's a normal life to be lived that doesn't include sponsees and newcomers and, you know, and people in the program that don't have a heck of a lot of time. And I try to confine that to meetings and coffee.
True. My final words would be, I had a guy that I saw at Starbucks recently, as a matter of fact. And I don't know if Shelley remembers this guy, but one time this guy was like living in his Jeep or something, and it didn't have a top on it, and it was going to rain. And let him spend one night on the couch. And then I didn't see him after that for like a long time. And that's something I wouldn't normally do, but I did. And I run into the guy, and the guy tells me at coffee, you know what? I've never had anyone do something that nice for me, and it's what made me stay sober. He goes, you know what? I had friends that I called that were my party buddies, and I couldn't stay at their house. He goes, I didn't even know you. I just saw you at that meeting when I was trying to stay sober. And you let me stay at your house once, and it's what really told me that what I was doing wasn't getting it, and what my friends were doing, they weren't really my friends.
So you are bitching.
Yeah, it was hot. Well, so was Shelley, because she opened up the house too. You can tell by the deer in the headlights. She doesn't even remember it.
No, I have a vague memory of it. I can't. I'm trying to place the face, but I can't.
I'll show you at Starbucks. He's been going around there lately.
Oh, but I mean, I don't mind having people stay at the house every now and then. 9 months was a bit long.
Shout out to Teddy. Now, I had told Teddy a week. Who extended that?
I had originally told him 3 weeks.
I didn't tell him anything.
Yeah.
I'm completely innocent here.
Yeah, Mark. Mark's innocent on
this. I don't mind having people stay at the house occasionally. That's okay. But what?
9 months.
Hey.
Repeat after me. Get.
Out.
Yes.
Yeah. Shelley, do we have any friends online?
We have friends at intherooms.com. It's an online recovery community where you can go and put up a profile, meet some people in the A of your choice, go to chats and online meetings, go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to the show on our embedded player while you surf the site, and it's all free.
And tell us what topics you want.
What?
Tell us what topics you want.
Oh, yeah.
At the Friends of Recovery 101.
If you go into
group.
Friends of Recovery 101, I put up a discussion on give us some topics, so go in and write some in, please.
Mark, do we have any friends back east?
Heck no.
Not after this show.
Yeah. Bruce the Other Way, meet at 12stepgazette.com. That's the number one, the number two, stepgazette.com. You can go up and read his fine publication. You can get it online. You can get it emailed to you. Or you can request to have it sent to you in the mail.
Via Burex.
That's right. That's right.
Burroughs slap
via it'll get there someday.
Let's see. We have email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can send us rants, raves, and topics to those. Videos, Shelly?
No, brain freeze.
YouTube.
YouTube.com/easylookin' YouTube.com/recovery101rule62
Now.
Yes.
8 days clean.
What about them?
Is our recovery band of the month. And they sent, I got sent to me, a very special unreleased MP, well, a MP3, but it's a live recording of them doing the song America. And that's what we're going to lead out with tonight.
All right.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.
Standing at the edge of our existence.